Heard a good fish story before, the kind where the truth stretches a little more every time it's told. What you're about to hear is no fish tale, and yet it very much is. In the Rio Grande Valley, evolution may be playing out in real time, observable, much faster than anyone expected. A new discovery about an endangered fish just may signal how quickly the natural world is being forced to respond to the pressures we're putting on it. To talk about this discovery and why it matters, Darren Holsey, a Texas native grad of UT Austin who now teaches at University College in Dublin, and he's part of an international team of researchers studying fish in the Rio Grande. Darren, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
What exactly have you discovered?
So basically, there is a fish in Mexico that has two sets of jaws, which is very different than what we think about most species of fish. Most species of fish have a very similar jaw morphology, but this fish is actually quite distinct in being really, really variable. It's actually as variable as all the 100 other species like it in all of Central America. And what we found is actually the genomic basis of how that differentiation actually occurs.
And this sounds like a very niche sort of finding. If you're into fish or into speciation or biology, perhaps you get it. But some listener may be wondering, so what? Connect the dots for us.
Right. So one of the really cool things is the teeth of these fish are really variable in the sense that some of them are really, really small and some of them are huge. And the genes that we've found in determining whether this fish has those two different tooth phenotypes, if you will, basically are some of the same genes that we think are involved in forming our teeth and making our teeth bigger or smaller.
Wow. Does that mean we're related to fish? Help me with that.
It certainly means we're related to fish. And actually, the teeth in fishes are very similar, both genetically and morphologically, to our teeth.
I want to back up for just a moment. Did you set out to make this connection, or was this just something that you stumbled across?
Actually, when I was an undergrad at UT Austin, a professor actually took me on a field trip to this place where this fish is only occurs in Mexico. And so I kind of was introduced to it when I was an undergrad and then started studying it when I was a grad student. I've continued studying it for far too long, almost two decades.
The fact that you're finding this where you are finding it, in a Rio Grande that's really been under a lot of ecological pressure, I suppose you could say, with, shrinking rivers and rising temperatures and habitats fragmenting. How does that come into play as you see it?
Well, I mean, I think one of the important things is that, you know, the biology that we have in the border with things like fishes doesn't really stop at the border. And, you know, we're losing valuable understanding about the biological world. And also because some of these same genes are involved in forming these structures in things like fishes that we see in us, we're really losing information about us.
Does this in any way challenge that assumption that evolution is just too slow to matter when you're talking about real-time environmental concerns or crises?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly one of the most interesting parts of this, is that it suggests that, you know, really extreme amounts of evolution can happen over incredibly rapid time frames. So, you know, within our lifetime, or, you know, sort of time frames very close to that, we can get incredible amounts of evolutionary divergence in very short periods of time.
I think some people may wonder if Mother Nature isn't trying to tell us something here, that this fish is a kind of a biological early warning system of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly like that. I mean, it's a canary in the river, if you will. That, you know, if we're actually losing, you know, some of these resources, and if we lose them, then we lose, like, the stories that, you know, are unique in places like the Rio Grande.
I'm curious now. I'm wondering if this doesn't have the potential for sort of reframing conservation strategy in a bigger sense, that in a way the science points towards perhaps, instead of thinking about freezing ecosystems in place, that there perhaps are genetic pathways we should be protecting, not just populations, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. I think that's a great point. And, you know, when we lose this diversity, We lose this understanding of not only, whole fish populations and really distinct assemblages of organisms, but we lose our understanding of the genomics and the genomic pathways that give rise to diversity. And so I think it's a really valid point that if we lose these kind of organisms, we are losing a lot more than just, a fish out in the river sometimes.
This is a fascinating finding, and we're going to have more on it, including the larger research picture, over at texasstandard.org. Darren Hulsey is part of the international team behind the research. He's a Texas native, UT Austin grad, now teaching at University College Dublin. Darren, thanks so much for taking time out to explain this for us here on the Standard.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Support for Texas Standard comes from Texas CASA for child and foster care.